Ned Colette dal vivo qui a MAPS. Come sono i ragazzi personalmente? Li stanno sistemando un po'. Mi sembrano molto simpatici, devo dire la verità.
Sì. Sono
dei simpatici guaglioni.
Dei simpatici guaglioni, tranquillissimi. Ho già visto che apprezzano il cibo e
le donne, come al solito. Dai,
esatto.
Diciamo, lì. E gli autocarini. Oh, guys, we were talking about you while you were messing up there, and we were actually saying that you look very nice and very, very friendly, and we are sure actually that you appreciate Italian food and women, but not to be sexist, we want to talk about food, and we'd like to. Did you get this kind of infatuation all the foreign people has with our auto grills?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, because you know it's the only constant we have between artists among artists that come here. Actually, is that they really love auto grill.
Yeah, you
they
can
go
well.
To Rome. They can go wherever. Everybody actually mention auto grill.
It's pretty amazing because when you tour in Australia, there's nothing to eat. You just eat shit all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
You have also more long, lonely distances to run, I guess.
I guess so. Being able to eat proper food here on the road is pretty amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them have, like, chefs in there and stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess they are dressed like chefs.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
Stiamo ovviamente parlando di autogrill e Ned mi diceva che apprezzano gli autogrill e il vero motivo è che quando loro fanno per esempio i tour in Australia vanno e devono mangiare schifezze, mentre qui c'è la possibilità di mangiare del buon cibo, e mi ha chiesto se addirittura ci siano degli chef negli autogrill. Gli ho svelato che in realtà sono vestiti da chef, non è che se io domani vengo vestito da meccanico mi fate aggiustare la macchina, cioè... Se no è troppo facile. So, your Wikipedia page is not updated at all, I have to tell, but we know there is a new album that actually is only mentioned in that page, and it's called Over the Stones Under the Stars, and it follows Future Searcher. It
That's
was 2007, right?
Yeah.
Just let me translate all that. La pagina di Wikipedia di Ned Colette non è molto aggiornata, ma il suo MySpace sì. Il suo ultimo disco finora era Future del 2007, invece adesso ne è uscito un altro che si chiama Over the Stones Under the Stars, e c'è anche un EP. Is there an EP too?
There is like a really new EP that we just made over the Australian summer, which we put out in March, which was just before we left Australia.
I see.
And that's got a couple of new songs and a cover of a broadcast song.
Uh-huh.
And some remixes and stuff on it, yeah.
I see. Yeah. And what about the 3 years of gap between the two records?
Well, 2007 was Future Suture and 2009 was Over the Stones Under the Stars.
Yeah.
So it was two.
2 years.
We were just really getting the band right, because the first two albums were mostly me, and
I
toured on my own and was over in Europe a bit and in Australia, and so we just sort of had to wait until the band felt ready to record, and that wasn't until sort of this time last year, after we'd done our first European tour.
Ok, allora intanto diciamo che dopo l'estate australiana, che sapete corrisponde al nostro inverno, è uscito a marzo appunto questo EP, che in realtà vede delle canzoni nuove, una cover e dei remix. Il disco in realtà è uscito nel 2009, quindi sono passati 2 anni tra Future Shooter e Over the Stones, e in questi 2 anni quello che è successo fondamentalmente è che Ned Colette insieme ai suoi War Walkers sono messi insieme di più, nel senso che prima Ned faceva le cose molto più da solo, faceva i tour da solo, invece adesso si comportano come una vera e propria band. What about the creation of Over the Stones? It was a collective creation too, or it is mostly you?
No, I mean it was definitely it was certainly more collective than anything we'd done before, because we've all been playing music in different sort of ways together for a long time, but I write the songs, but with that record I brought them to the band fairly unfinished, so the lyrics would be finished.
It was done on purpose.
Yeah, I think we just wanted to make something fairly spontaneous, so we didn't know the songs so well when we went in, and we just sort
of
the first idea we went with was usually the one that ended up on the record.
Mm-hmm. Allora, gli ho chiesto appunto se lui avesse fatto questo Over the Stones da solo. In realtà mi ha detto di no, ha voluto proprio che fosse un lavoro collettivo, tant'è che ha portato le canzoni in una versione abbastanza grezza agli altri che poi hanno collaborato nella creazione, proprio perché voleva che questo disco fosse un disco, una creazione collettiva, un'alchimia tra i vari membri della band e non soltanto un suo lavoro. Guys, are you ready for another song of this special set here on Maps?
Sure.
Is it a new song,
yeah,
this one?
It's off Over the Stones, Under the Stars, and it's called All the Signs.
Ned Collette and the Wirewalker live at Maps.